God's secrets. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Deuteronomy 29:29, King James Version. With revelation comes responsibility. That which God has revealed to us belongs to us, so that we may do, that is, apply the truths that God has revealed. There are secrets that God has not revealed, and some secrets that God has revealed, to only some, but not to everyone. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew word for mystery or secret occurs in the book of Daniel in 2:18, 19, 27, 28, 29, 30, 47, and 4:9. It relates specifically to God's revelation through Daniel of dreams and visions whose meanings were hidden to others. The New Testament word is mysterion. It occurs 27 times in the New Testament, 20 of them in Paul's writings, Romans 11:25, 16:25, 1 Corinthians 2:7, 4:1, 13:2, 14:2, 15:51, Ephesians 1:9, 3:3, 4:9, 5:32, 6:19, Colossians 1:26, 27, 2:2, 4:3, 2 Thessalonians 2:7, 1 Timothy 3:9, and 16. It's used 7 times, Matthew 13:11, Mark 4:11, Luke 8:10, Revelation 1:20, 10:7, 17:5, 7, in connection with parables about God's kingdom, or truths disclosed in the book of Revelation. The word is always associated with a verb of revelation or proclamation. A mystery is an insight into some present-day Christian experience or future expectation not unveiled clearly in the Old Testament. In the Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words, under the words mystery and secrets, the meaning is something hidden and which, being outside the range of unassisted natural apprehension, can be made known only by divine revelation and is made known in a manner and at a time appointed by God, and to those only who are illumined by His Spirit. In the ordinary sense, a mystery implies knowledge withheld. Its scriptural significance is truth revealed. Hence the terms especially associated with the subject are made known, manifested, revealed, preached, understand, dispensation. The definition given above may be best illustrated by the following passage. The mystery which hath been hid from all ages and generations, but now hath it been manifested to His saints. Colossians 1:26, Revised Version. It is used of spiritual truth generally. I had always thought that a parable clarified the spiritual by bringing into the physical an illustration of spiritual truth. What I learned is that a parable keeps the spiritual truth as a secret or mystery. For instance, "And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given." Matthew 13:10-11, King James Version. That is why I use these parables, for they look, but they don't really see. They hear, but they don't really listen or understand. This fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah that says, "When you hear what I say, you will not understand. When you see what I do, you will not comprehend. For the hearts of these people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear." Matthew 13:13-15, New Living Translation. Regardless of what we think, God does not share secrets with His enemies, 1 Corinthians 2:7-8. God only shares secrets with His friends, Genesis 18:16-19. When Jesus was belittled for His messianic claims, for instance in John 7:41-43, others said, "He is the Christ." Still others asked, "How can the Christ come from Galilee? Does not the scripture say that the Christ will come from David's family and from Bethlehem, the town where David lived?" Thus the people were divided because of Jesus, John 7:41-43, NIV. Jesus could have cleared this up by saying, "I was born in Bethlehem, but raised in Nazareth as prophecy predicted." But He left His enemies and the unbelieving world to continue in their falsehoods because they had no love of the truth, so they believed a lie. And with all the deception of wickedness for those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. 2 Thessalonians 2:10, New American Standard Bible. But to those who follow Christ, embrace His words, apply His words, do His words, Matthew 7:24, He will explain everything. He, Jesus, replied, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them." Matthew 13:11, NIV. Do you love the truth? Will you follow the truth wherever it may lead? If it led you into an unpopular position or unpopular group, would you accept the persecution, Romans 8:17, and follow the one who is truth, John 14:6? Selah, think about that.